Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello once again, everybody, and welcome to the Mandy Diaz Show. Joe Zagacki, my broadcast partner, Don Bailey Jr., and of course, University of Miami head coach Mandy Diaz. Hurricanes have made it three in a row now with a big win over Georgia Tech. And now it's our favorite week of the year. It is Florida State Week, which we'll get to in a moment. But, Coach, congratulations on a wild win against Georgia Tech.
It was made a little harder than we needed to. But sometimes you got to find a way when you're not playing your best and some things go against you. And obviously, for a team that hadn't fumbled in six games or five games, to put it on the ground three times in one quarter is quite a feat. Got to credit Georgia Tech for the way that they went after it. And that gave them life in a game that we were, you know, really in control of. And then once you're in that situation, you got to find a way to manage it and see it through, which I'm proud of our guys for doing.
I mean, it's rare to win a football game when you turn it over that many times. And then, of course, you have some come back for points.
Yeah. Well, they outscored us 16-0 in points off turnovers. So we basically shipped them 16 points. Now, again, they earned that. That's not, you know, right. and we allowed that by not having great ball security. So it's not random completely. But, yeah, you spotted someone 16. And that's going to make it very, very difficult. Then it made the task difficult. If you include a couple fourth down stops, those were almost like turnovers. And, yeah, it was a difficult day by some of our mistakes and some of what they did.
By the way, I don't know what it is about Georgia Tech, but I think we finally did maybe exercise some demons with them. You know, they've given the University of Miami trouble. 2004 or 5, Miami's playing for a chance to go to the Orange Bowl game, and some guy, Calvin Johnson, might have heard of him, makes a couple of ridiculous catches. 2008, Miami had a chance to move on to the ACC championship maybe, and some guy named Dwyer ran for about a million yards, and a couple of years ago, they get a fake punt, and then this thing was trending the wrong way, but your guys showed a lot of mental toughness.
Well, we knew it was going to be a tough game. Look, we had two really big energy expenders. You know, NC State at home was a huge game for us. At Pitt, you know, with everything going on there, everyone knows what the next game is, you know, which is now FSU week. And here you go, Georgia Tech at home, early kick. We felt it was really important for us to start fast, to bring the energy. And we did. You know, you're up 14-0. And then we give up an explosive play on defense. Then here come the turnovers. And now you're in a ball game. You know, so we allowed them into it. And then once we allowed them into it, we had to go 60 minutes to fight them to the death.
Coach Rambo, 7 catches, 210 yards, his fourth game, over 100 yards. And with a month left to go, he looks like he's just really hitting his stride.
I think he is. I think the comfort in our offense, you know, obviously he and Tyler have got a great connection, and he gives us something different. He can run by coverages, and he's doing it every week. Sometimes just man-to-man running behind a guy. Sometimes, you know, Coach Lashley's got some really good setups, you know, where he can get behind a coverage like on a flea flicker for the big play, and he's getting down there and he's making the play. So I've said this before, but this is a big-time year for wideouts in our conference, and he takes a back seat to nobody.
Okay, let's get to Tyler Van Dyke. It's 3 weeks in a row. The numbers were off the charts, 10 touchdowns, 1 interception, over 1,000 yards, completing 72% of his passes. He's up to 310 yards per game. That's number 16 in the country. Scoring offense is up to number 32. Obviously, he's handling it pretty well and going forward, your expectations. And also, we've always said, if you're the quarterback at the University of Miami, it's a big responsibility.
It is, and Tyler just he approaches every game the same way. And purchase every drive the same way. And we have to remember what we talked about a week ago. Georgia Tech is not a normal defense. I mean, they've got a lot of three safety looks, you know, sort of odd Robert dime packages, different things that they throw at you. And Tyler just handles it. He manages. But what I was most proud of is that for the first time, it felt like in a few weeks, we we started to stub our toe on offense. Not Bertolli per se, but we started not having the success that we had. And now it really takes that steady hand to say, okay, hey guys, we're confident in who we are. We're confident in what we're doing. Let's go back out there. And if you think about the first drive of the third quarter, go right back out there, get a touchdown. And that really was a big turning point. And we had to do some other things like that the rest of the way.
Manny, Jalen Knighton, over 160 yards. The thing that impressed me on 32 carries, I believe he only had 4 negative yards. And that's a feat in its own right. Forget the total number. Unfortunately, he had to fumble that led to points. But overall, a very good day for the Rooster.
Yeah, I mean, he keeps showing he's got great acceleration through the hole. I think that's the thing that stands out. He's learning to get more patient. When he's really patient, when he receives the ball and allows the blocks to form our offensive line, like you say, if only negative four rushing yards, it means we're going forward a lot. We're not have to dodge guys in the backfield, which means we're getting the front blocked. And he's able to see the holes, and once he sees them, that acceleration is what's carrying him through on the second level. And then he's doing a great job of breaking tackles on the next level.
He doesn't run out of bounds.
No, we don't. We're not big into running out of bounds here, Miami. We want to fight for every extra yard, and he's done a great job with that.
Your defense, Coach, in the fourth quarter, I think it's the last 4 games, you're averaging about, you're allowing 5 points a game in the fourth quarter. Your defense is making the big plays at the moment of truth. I don't care what sport you're in, football, basketball, baseball, there's going to come a time where it's the moment of truth. Bases loaded in baseball, can you get a double play? Can you make the shot in basketball? Football, can you get the stop? At the moment of truth, your team's making some plays.
Yeah, and in the 5 league games we've played, the last 2 drives of the game, we've only given up 6 points on 2 field goals. So we are finishing games strong. I think it's a credit to David Feely and our conditioning, that we can play hard for 60 minutes all the way to the end. We had to play great on Saturday because we were in a tight game. And I think we gave up 5 yards of offense in the fourth quarter, 6 yards of offense in the fourth quarter. And we had to be great because obviously it was a 1-score game and anything could have changed. So really proud of the way that we played. We're still hunting for that consistent performance. We still gift away, in my mind, too many points on some simple stuff. But that's we have to live with that. We have to own that. That's our inconsistency. We have to coach through that. We have to play through that. But I know when I watch, I mean, we were 43% 3-and-outs, 45% 3-and-outs on Saturday. I mean those 33% is like a gold standard. 25% is excellent. Mm-hmm. To 3-and-out somebody over 40% of the time, I mean, that's dominating. So the players see enough to see the dominating side that's in it. We just have to know that those other things that are getting in our way are preventing us. And if we keep closing in and keep cornering in on the things that are getting in our way from being truly dominant, we know the defense that we can be is out there in November.
Man, you have almost a romper room with your safeties. You've got James Williams and Avante came in. I want you to comment about his interception. And then Cam Kitchens was your leading tackler on the day. Those young guys act like they've been here for 20 years.
It feels that way, but it is it's an adventure. It's not easy. I think maybe the greatest thing they do is they make it look like it's easy, but it's not easy. And it's a hard position with what people are doing now with motions and adjustments and tempo and formations or whatever. Forget about the playing, because when the ball snapped, they do a lot of good things. Not everything perfect, but when the ball snapped, they are playing well. It's the game before the ball snapped that's as hard as anything. And for them to be able to manage their assignments, to be in the right spot, and to, keep the defense functioning. I mean, that's really where it's at. And T-Rob's done a great job of getting those guys ready to play. And then obviously you get to see a play like what Avante made in the game. And that's pretty special.
Outside of that, Coach, are sometimes I think in sports, the greatest players are the guys that transcend everything. And I'm saying it's too early for that for Avante and James. But nonetheless, I think together they played 2.5 games. They have 3 interceptions. That's a pretty good start. And the interception by Avante was, I don't know, it crossed between being an acrobat and a ballerina. That was incredible.
Yeah. They can make a play, right? And we've seen Cam can make a play. Yeah. And that's what we were a little bit lacking this year on defense. I mean, obviously our turnover numbers are not what we're used to here at Miami. And so sometimes you need some guys that can make a play. But defense is about 2 things, your ability to make a play, but you're also a defense to be solid and hard to beat. And I am proud of the plays that they make. I'm also proud of the stuff that's not noticed, where they're just making the routine plays where they're supposed to be. And they're only going to get better and better from there.
One thing that comes on defense, also a sudden change, Coach, and you were faced with that quite a bit last week, but talk about the mindset on the sideline. You know, if you get a takeaway and then it's a giveaway, what do you talk to your defense about staying focused and having to come back onto the field when you think you're going over there for oxygen and water?
Yeah, it disrupts the normal sequence of when you normally take a field. So we want to bring everyone together. Don't take the field one guy at a time. Let's talk about the situation. Where's the ball on the field? A lot of teams like to take a shot right there. Maybe you get a trick right. play out of a sudden change. You remind them of that. But you also, the last thing you remember, hey, we get to go play defense right now. How cool is that? Like, we love to play defense. It's what we do, right? So, sure, could have punted or whatever, but we get to play right now. So where we're at right now, we get a chance to stop them. And a key sequence in the game was early in the third, and Georgia Tech was up by four, I believe, three or four. And we go for it on fourth and one and don't get it. That's a sudden change situation. Defense went out there on a short field, held them to a missed field goal. And that was a key component of the game because offense gets the ball next time and scores. So that was a big moment in the game, and proud of those guys for standing up and saying, you know what? We're good. We got complimentary football. We keep talking about that. We got the offenses back. We'll go make it right.
Can we talk about Keyshawn Smith for a moment? Because isn't he a great example of player development? You brought him in here late in the recruiting process. Comes in. You guys worked him really hard in the spring, in the summer. Really tried to tell him what he could be. And now you're starting to see it. And that touchdown, the goal line, was great effort and great balance.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, it's Rob Likens done a wonderful job with Keyshawn, and it's easy to talk about Rambo and Harley. You can't forget about Harley. Harley's still making plays. That touchdown was unbelievable, and he's done that a bunch this year. But as more attention gets paid to those guys, Keyshawn Smith's on the other side, and all of a sudden now he's got two back-to-back games with a touchdown, and I don't think that's going to stop. You know, and now what you really want as an offense is that you can attack a defense from all areas. There's not a side where they can say, well, we're not really worried about that guy. We're not even talking about Mallory down the middle. Mallory made a fantastic catch on the third down, and then Jalen. So the fact that you can go really with all five eligible weapons and create a problem for the other side of the ball, I think is why Tyler has a success, because all he really has to do is just orchestrate it and get the ball to the open guy.
Coach, you're the perfect candidate to discuss short yardage because you have a defensive mindset. You're the head coach. You know what the offense does. Most of the time, when it's successful, it's because of proper execution. And if it's not successful, it's because of improper execution. It's normally a half a step or a half a person or a half a play that disrupts the whole sequence of what goes on in short yardage.
That's right. And obviously, we had three late in the game that we didn't succeed at. And so you come back and you unpack everything. You're going to look at the execution. You're going to look at things like pad level. You're going to look at some schematic things. What were we in? What were they in? Was there an extra guy? Is the quarterback making the right read? Does he pull the ball? Because if they blitz the running back and there's no one left for the quarterback, he could pull it. So all those things go in. And then you got to be intentional on how to fix it. That's a real life thing. I mean, you can't just say, well, we just do this better. No. Let's be intentional and let's understand that if we're in that situation, our confidence should be there because we know that we've put the work in. That if we're in a fourth and one and we want to be aggressive and go for it, that we feel really good about our chances to get it. Because we were really good on fourth down and one a year ago. Obviously, Derek is a different element with that, but we even were successful early in this season on fourth down. We will continue to push the envelope and go for fourth downs. But we got to make sure that we execute that backs up the call.
Okay, it's Florida State week. We'll talk about the Florida State Seminoles, the Canes and the Noles at Doak Campbell Stadium. We will continue on the Manny Diaz Show right after this.